Could you please make welcome, ladies and gentlemen, the general manager, the president of the Carolina Hurricanes, Mr. Jim Rutherford. And also joining us back here in the back is Kyle Hanlon. Kyle is the public relations guru with the Hurricanes. And Jim, I know you didn't stop by because you wanted to ask me to skate for the Canes, because even though in a former life they called me Blades Rocket Reese, you've got a big announcement you want to make, and I'm just going to let you tell folks, well, what is going on with the Carolina Hurricanes?
Well, before I get to that, Dallas, it's free agent period starting on Sunday, and your name is on our list. We checked with our pro scouts, and they did point out your skating's a little off, but anyways, we may consider you then, but we're very happy that we've considered you now. The Hurricanes have a new radio partner, and we're absolutely delighted. Chuck Caton will continue to be the play-by-play announcer, and when I go back to when we first came here 10, 11 years ago, it was all foreign to a lot of people, and we had trouble getting our games on radio or TV. I mean, it wasn't an easy step. But now our TV ratings continue to grow. They're getting better and better every year, and radio has become more popular. And here we are this year where we had two competing radio stations trying to make a deal with us, and now we've come with you, and we're delighted.
Well, we're glad to have you, and it's just a great thing. And I know the excitement level around Capital Broadcasting, the entire company with our CEO, Jim Goodman, is incredible. We've been big supporters, big fans for a long time, and we feel privileged here at 99.9 Genuine Country to tell folks today with Jim Rutherford on board here that we're going to be broadcasting all 82 games for the Hurricanes this coming season. Of course, all the preseason games and all the ancillary programming that goes along with that as well.
Playoff games.
Yes. Oh, playoff games. Of course.
That's what everyone wants to hear.
Absolutely, playoff games.
Including myself.
Well, you know, and it was a new thing for me. I'm from Charlotte. I grew up down there. When I first came to Raleigh, I was amazed by the excitement level of the team, you know, 3-4 years ago. And I was in Greensboro. I actually went to a couple of games when you played over there the first couple of seasons. And the fan support has been incredible since the 97-98 season.
Well, the sport is really growing here. Anytime you come to a non-traditional hockey market, it takes time. And we knew it would take time. But with the growth of this market, the interest in the sport, the team having success, certainly going to the Stanley Cup Finals 2 years over the last 4 or 5 years and winning the Stanley Cup. It's just, you know, it's become the thing to do. And we're very fortunate that Jim Goodman and Capital Broadcasting has always been a real friend of the Hurricanes and very supportive. And here we are now on Capital Broadcasting.
Does this mean we get to display the cup right outside the radio stations here when you win it again?
Well, absolutely. I will. I'll make that commitment to you now. And obviously, that commitment's easy. Adding one or two more players to our team to give us a chance to do that may be a little more difficult of a task. But we do think we have the structure in place that we can win again. And the fact that our team will be healthy and rested this year, we'll take another run at it.
Well, I tell you, if the last game of the season is any indication, I'm hanging on for the ride, because I was there that last game of the season. First half, we didn't do too much first, second period. And then the third period, we came on like the Canes of old, and it was amazing. And I was like, yes, that's a way to go out to get ready for next year.
Well, it was a good sign. You know, like, you always look for positive things to turn to. And we knew our team was better than we did all year. We could never get enough energy mustered up to get on a good run to ultimately get to the playoffs. But certainly that last game gave people an idea of what our team was capable of doing.
We're talking to Jim Rutherford. He is the president, general manager of the Carolina Hurricanes. Of course, making the announcement today that they will be broadcasting all their games right here on 99.9 Genuine Country WCMC for the entire season. Of course, Chuck is going to still be the announcer. I know a lot of folks wonder sometimes if there's a flagship station change. Is everything else going to remain the same? And yes, it will, won't it?
Well, Chuck's actually an employee of the Hurricanes, and as long as he's healthy and able, he will be the broadcaster. You know, he's a Hall of Famer. He's been around forever. He's very popular. And so the fact that we've moved from one station to another means that Chuck will be moving also.
And he is a tremendous broadcaster. I mean, just listening to him, you're right there at the games. I mean, he's amazing with his ability to put you right there in the place.
Yeah, it's really special. There's a certain knack to it. I know that different times we have contests and people try to do it, and there's a certain knack to doing play-by-play, and Chuck's got that special voice. He makes it very exciting. sometimes even to the point where you're not real sure what he's saying at the time, but it usually ends up it's a goal or a big stop by our goalie. So we're very fortunate to have Chuck.
And he always answers all your questions, too, when you email him into him. I love it when he does that little Chuck's Corner part of his broadcast. Now, we're talking to Jim Rutherford. He is the president, general manager of the Carolina Hurricanes. And this is a great announcement and a great thing for the Triangle and a great thing for Capital Broadcasting. And I know you've been a busy man here, and you had to take some time out of your day today because you just had the draft. Could you give us a little inside info on what happened with the Canes during the draft?
Well, on draft day, we were very happy with the way it went, of course. You really don't know how your draft has gone until 3 or 4 years from now, until these young men develop and see where they're at when they're 21, 22 years old. But we took Brandon Sutter in the first round. He comes from a very famous hockey family. His father and uncles played in the NHL. I think there were five of them. And he's growing up with the sport. And he's got great leadership and great character. He's 6'3". He's going to end up being a big man. And all of his uncles and his father were very determined players, great leadership, and he has the same thing. So anytime you can get a player like that, you know you have a winner. And then as the draft went along, I don't know enough about the players. I go along with my scouting staff, but we got players that, based on the scouting reports, are skilled players and have a chance to play in the NHL. So we thought we had a pretty good day.
Well, I know a lot of folks are happy, too, because you re-signed Glenn Wesley, who I think is the last remaining Hurricane, right, from the original season back in 97, 98, and you re-signed Scott Walker, so you got some really strong folks coming back as well.
Yeah, we felt that the team we had last year was good enough to win, but everybody knows what we went through with the injuries and the fact that the team had the short off-season, and so we wanted to bring as many guys back as we could. Certainly Scott Walker is a real good player for us, a guy that's very determined. You need a guy like that to win. And Glenn Wesley's been with us since we got the team in Hartford in 1994, and he's been a great player for us. He's going into his 20th season now. And the fact that he won the Cup, I think, was great for him. And then following the Cup year, I think he was probably our most consistent player all last year.
I was happy for him, too, because I think he'd been like 3 or 4 times to the Stanley Cup Finals. And it's great when you always get that win. You know, you want to go out on top, and that is the way to do it. And, you know, I'm just a little bit older than him. So if you're looking for that bruiser. And also, we're talking to Jim Rutherford. He is, of course, is the president, general manager of the Carolina Hurricanes. And Kyle Hanlon joining us in the back. He's a PR director. You're just kind of hanging out back here. But Kyle was telling us off air a few minutes ago that you actually have a lot of Hurricanes players who love Keith Urban, Tim McGraw, Kenny Chesney, country music, right?
Well, they do. A lot of our players, and especially Eric Stahl, is a huge country and western fan. So I'm sure he listens to the station all the time. He won't be able to listen to it while the game's on. But we really do. And speaking of Kyle, this is a new position for Kyle just in the last year or so. And he's the point person on putting together the radio deal. And he really did a good job. And really proud of Kyle the way he started off here and put this partnership together with Capital.
And, of course, we're talking today to Jim Rutherford from the Hurricanes. They've announced that they're going to be partnering with 99.9 Genuine Country to broadcast all the Hurricanes games this coming season, which it's going to start up pretty soon. And I know some of the hardcore Canes fans want to know, is Mr. Hedekan going to be back? Because Brett, you know, had some injury problems, and folks want to know if he's going to be able to play this year.
Well, unlike last year, Brett really couldn't work out in the off season because he was hurt, and we had such a short time to work out. And this year he's had a lot longer. I've checked in with him periodically just as recently as 2 nights ago, and he tells me he's really progressing and he's going to play. So it's very positive news for us, and we kind of wanted some direction from him prior to Sunday, which is free agent period. If Brett couldn't play, we would have gone out and got a defenseman. But the fact that we have this news, we're not going to go and get a defenseman. We're going to rely on his word, and hopefully he can come back and play the way he did the year we won the Cup.
That is fantastic. Well, thank you for coming in today. We appreciate it. Jim Rutherford, General Manager, President of the Carolina Hurricanes. And we're excited. This is going to be awesome. We thank you guys for partnering up with us, and we're going to try to make you proud. And we got to play a song for Eric. He's the Keith Urban fan, right?
Yeah.
Eric Stahl. Okay, we'll play a song for him. And we just want to thank you guys. We're looking forward to a great season. Of course, got a good nucleus of the team back, and I'm feeling like I want to see another one of those parades like we had right here on Hillsboro just a year ago or so. And I think you just passed that 1-year anniversary of winning the Cup, didn't you?
We did. And thank you. And that's what our goal is, to have another parade right here. Bring you the cup.
Well, thank you much, Jim Rutherford from the Carolina Hurricanes. And we'll play one for him here. Who wouldn't want to be me? Yeah, because they're going to win it again. Woo! All right.